Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Knockout tournament. It is back, folks. It is back. And win a chance to shoot some basketballs at Chase Center. That's right. You get some shots up. You may get Guru and Willard going 1-on-1 before the knockout tournament.
That was
how about
so
that?
Funny. I think Willard didn't even know he was going 1-on-1, and all of a sudden Guru was like,
Got you. Got you. And he was more proud about that than being one and done.
The best is he reposts it over and over, like, randomly. It's so funny. And poor Willard didn't even know that they were doing a one-on-one.
Oh, man. Poor Willard. The throw rating champ, Mark Grandy. The contest to qualify will start Monday, January 27th, and go for 3 weeks, so you will have plenty of chances to win. That is 2 weeks from today. So if 2 weeks from today, you're going to want to listen to the 8 o'clock hour, 12 p.m. hour, and 4 p.m. hour starting Monday, January 27th for your chance. And each show will have a slot to give away each day for 3 weeks, but you must be 18 years old and be a California resident. But the 95-70 Game Knockout Tournament is back. It will begin that contest in 2 weeks.
This is the official 95-70 Game Knockout Round. Guru at the foul line.
So, Steiny, I don't know if you know Keith, Mr. Jennings.
He remember, you only have 10 seconds to shoot the free throw.
Be quiet, Steiny. Here we go.
All right, Guru shot is up. It misses.
You got to get it, Guru.
It misses, and the other guy has made it. And Guru is eliminated. Donald the Guru Johnson has been eliminated. He has been eliminated.
I lost. I'm out.
Donald the Guru Johnson has been eliminated.
I'm out.
I'm out.
The greatest broadcasting of Steiny's entire career. He gets so much joy that Guru's been eliminated. I mean, my guy was like, I don't even want to say, but that was hilarious.
Steiny. Christmas for Steiny.
I mean, Steiny, he was almost aroused.
Steiny was born to hate on Guru. He was brought on this earth to hate on Darren the Guru Johnson. Guru during the crossover was like, he brings up the summit where Shasky was like, can you name a Rams defender? And Guru's like, I can't, but they're winning the division. So he's taking his victory lap, and Steiny would go, but what about the other 7 things you're wrong about? It's like, let the man celebrate, Steiny. How many? You're lucky I'm not on that show anymore. Steiny, how many things have you been wrong about?
Lamar Jackson stinks. Lamar said he said that.
He said what?
Lamar Jackson stinks.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, that's a bad take.
Blake Snell. He stinks.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Starts to get a pattern. I think everyone just stinks.
He's just stinking. So Steiny's become the biggest hater here at 95-70 Game. And I love Steiny. But Steiny, you have a master's degree in player hating.
Stop hating on Moody.
He stinks.
Always hating.
You stink.
You stink.
Is that Jake or Moses?
Yes.
Both.
Yes. Oh, Sammy.
Steiny, how many things were you wrong about with the Golden State Warriors during the greatest dynastic run possibly in NBA history?
I got a big ass. Oh, my God. Wait, can you just play the knockout? Listen to the voice inflection. When Guru gets knocked out, you can feel the happiness across his face.
This is the official 95-7 The Game Knockout Round. Guru at the foul line.
So, Steiny, I don't know if you know Keith, Mr. Jennings. He
remember, you only have 10 seconds to shoot the free throw.
Be quiet, Steiny. Here we go.
All right, Guru's shot is up. It misses.
You got to get it, Guru.
It misses, and the other guy has made it. And Guru is eliminated. Donald the Guru Johnson has been eliminated. He has been eliminated.
I lost. I'm out.
Donald the Guru Johnson has been eliminated.
I'm out.
And then Evan quietly, got to go get it.
It's when you can hear the smile through the microphone.
Like a dad watching their kid play basketball. Get that rebound.
Man.
Oh,
you talk about that
sucker.
You talk about having a master's in player hate, man.
Oh, that's so funny.
Unbelievable. He sounds so happy when Guru gets things wrong. But, you know, we always talk about I shouldn't even say this, but I'm going to do it anyway because we're going to break.
It's a King's Tale?
It's not a King's Tale. But you know how we always say, man, this young player can help extend a career in so-and-so. We talk about the World Warriors all the time. Taka Minga can extend a career.
So Guru's the Kawhi Leonard to Tim Duncan?
To Steiny, you better be lucky you were matched with Darryl to Guru Johnson. Because Steiny in 2016, he knows it. I know it, and the whole world knows it. Without Darryl Guru Johnson, there's no Steiny in 2025 on 95.70K.
Blake Snell. Invented himself.
He stinks.
He would have been podcasting with Sal Castaneda every month.
That was a good podcast.
It was, for as long as it lasted. How many episodes they do? 13?
I don't know. I was on about three of them.
13 episodes, it tells you a lot, right? Yeah. Could get a guest. All right. Anyway.
Lamar Jackson stinks.
Could you imagine being at the bar, sitting there and like, Baker's no good. His CPOE is X, Y, and Z. One of my boys would like literally slap you in the face if you brought that up.
Dude, my boys.
I don't even go to the bar anymore, but you get where I'm going with this.
CPOE.
Too much EPA talk.
Yeah,
EPA. DVOA. Like, come on.
More of a BPA somebody said, guy.
The Baltimore Ravens has the number one DVOA in offense and defense. Their DVOA is really good. No, they're really good because they have Lamar Jackson, Derrick Henry, a stout offensive line, and a very good head coach. I don't need DVOA to tell me that the Baltimore Ravens are really good against the run and really good at running the football.
I'm telling you, bro. I'm not joking. Like, I don't say this lightly. I really do think that social media is so toxic to certain people. Gosh. And I'm talking
about
there's
a take social media is toxic.
It is so bad. And I think for certain individuals, depending on how they're wired, I really truly believe it ruins you. No, I'm not joking.
Why do certain beat writers feel like they need to be on the payroll? You don't work for the team. You don't. You work for the site that employs you, not the 49ers. 49ers.com does not pay you. It's unbelievable how much joy certain beat writers get out of other quarterbacks struggling. What? It's just, anyway, all right.
I'm going to back off, too.
Next segment brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Safe travel in the new year starts at Valvoline Instant Oil Change, your 15-minute drive-through oil change for all vehicle types. Friendly technicians will check fluids, wipers, lights, and much, much more. No need to get out of your vehicle either. You can just chill in the car and listen to 95.7 The Game. Locations, coupons, and BayAreaOilChange.com. Check it out.
I've got overreactions for you, buddy.
Morning Roast is live on YouTube right now. Take it away, Bonte.
All right, Steph, see you tonight north of the border in Toronto, Canada, with Steph Curry and Andrew Wiggins are cleared to go. Good to have Wiggs back on the roster. JK shortly, hopefully in the next week or two, as the Warriors, they're out of the box right now. They're tied for 11th place or tied for 10th place in the Western Conference. They got to get rolling here.
Are you serious?
Time to get rolling before the All-Star break and before the trade deadline, February 6th. So, critical games for the Golden State Warriors coming up, but good to have the chef back. He's going to see a lot of Scotty Barnes tonight. Scotty Barnes is going to be all over him. RJ Barrett, remember, he went crazy at Chase Center against the Doves last season when they blew out the Golden State Warriors. So not going to be an easy game on this road trip. Warriors got to get rolling here, man. Let's go, Steph. Let's get this thing turned around. Damn it, I need some good basketball.
How many more games do you need Draymond to not miss?
Oh, boy. This is getting dicey. It's getting dicey. So the Warriors have played 38 games.
Okay, 38. I said 65? What was the number?
65. No, it was 60.
So let's go over the parameters of the bet.
It was 60 games, right? Or was it 55?
65.
55, right?
65 games.
No, 60?
65.
65 games. I said that Draymond would not play 65 games this year because I was baking in that he's older and other things happen. And you said that he would. And then I said, okay, let's put money on it. And you said, okay, House of Prime Rib. And I said, sounds good. And then you turned it into, I'm treating everyone on House of Prime
Rib. No.
It's a show bet. So, yeah, one of you will be treating
you guys did
show.
That. And there was parameters when it came to injuries, but you guys dismissed that because you guys want to charge me a pretty
penny.
There were
no injury parameters. That was baked into my number.
You guys just assume that I make big money. So you guys did that to me. Anyway, the Warriors have played 38 games. There's 44 games left.
He's played at least 32 games.
He's played 33 games.
He's played
33.
You sure?
Yes, I'm
How
positive.
How many do you have on yours, Sam?
33 games.
I have 33 games according to Basketball Reference.
No, he's played 33. Right. Played 33.
So he needs to play at least 32 more games of the remaining. How many did you say, Bonte?
44.
44.
So he can't miss more than 12 games.
And he's probably missing tomorrow or tonight.
Can't miss more than 12 games. Game time decision. So I got some air. I got
so
a little bit of
11.
Margin.
He can't miss any more than 11 more games.
Well, if he misses tonight, he's questionable tonight. He's ill.
Is it a push if he plays exactly 65?
It is a push.
Okay.
No. So nobody.
No.
So nobody.
No. We flip a coin like the Raiders and Niners.
No. Or we Rochambeau best out of seven.
Well, Steiny flip the coin.
I went to a junior warrior basketball game for Lake LaRocca at St. Mary's the other day, and one of the girls got hurt. It was like second grade.
Yeah.
One of the girls got hurt, and the coach said to the other two, Rochambeau to who goes in.
Oh, my gosh.
I thought it was great.
That was great. So
it was really cute.
We're Rochambeau, best out of seven, on who picks up the bill.
Are both of you taking part in this knockout tournament?
Yeah.
Well, then whoever finishes better.
No,
that's the tiebreaker right there.
No. I made Final Four last year. So
that doesn't matter. Yeah, you should want to.
No. But I talked a lot of trash so the basketball gods will strike down on me and make sure that I'm early exit. You know how these teams work.
You know what? Knockout is random.
It's random
you
as hell.
You miss off back iron, you're out.
Yeah, no, I'm not doing that.
DVOA really does not help
I'm not doing that. No, it's Rochambeau. It's we could either do Rochambeau, flip a coin, or we could push it just Shaska and I just go by ourselves with the
kids and two
kids. Treat each other for dinner.
And you know what? Hell, you guys got too much input on this bet. You guys didn't make the bet.
You're producing
the bet. You wanted nothing to do with this. No. We made the bet amongst ourselves here. Spadoni and Lubman, the hell with you guys getting some prime rib. You guys are out of the bet. Now I'm ready to kick you out of the bet and just make it between Shaska and I, and we'll take our significant others because they're going to give us grief about this anyway.
I'm not taking my wife to house primer. She doesn't even eat meat.
There you go.
I'll go with you, Joe. Yes. I'll be your date.
It sounds like we're more fun than that.
Sam, just careful what you say.
More action than I've gotten in months.
No, I backed out of that halfway
in the car
through.
Right now. You better be cool. You're on the good side right now. They're listening and taking notes. So... If it's 65,
hi, Anna.
It's a push. It's a push. Hey, Brianna in Detroit, don't call right now. If it's a push, we will Rochambeau best of seven.
So I'm basically down to about 10 games. He misses 10 games, essentially. I'm in the driver's seat.
44 left.
It's going to come down to the last week, I bet.
It might come down to the last week.
Well, if the Warriors like clinch early and they rest some guys at the end.
Clinch the box?
No. What worries me? What's worrisome.
Clinch early.
If they fall five
games. Don't worry about the nuances of that one.
No.
Not 2015, dog.
Clinch out of the playoffs early.
No, this is what worries me.
Clinch the 12th spot.
Sacramento is surging, and if the Warriors fall five games behind the box and there's 10 left, oh, God, what has Draymond got to play? What is he?
Well,
what
then the
Warriors
Rockets
have to
are
play
coming
for?
Out to play.
Oh, boy. By the way, the Rockets number two in the
Warriors
Western
might be playing hard for Steve Kerr at the end.
You laughed at me about the Rockets. The Rockets are tough. Ime Udoka, man. He's no joke. Listen, Draymond, let's go. I'm trying to save some cash here in 2025. Got to save some cash. Shasky's got three houses. He can afford a bill.
It's nonstop.
It's not stop. It sucks this place.
I got two, okay? And one of them is a family vacation spot.
See? He's got a vacation home.
It's a place where I love.
Oh, man. Tucci, man, I am calm about the bed. It's fun. It's a fun bed. That's why I put it in play. It's perfect. Relax. Relax. We're all getting the problem. Listen, at the end of the day, we all win. We get House of Prime Rib.
Yeah.
And we get the crease
finish. Four of us.
I agree.
We all four of us.
There you go. Lock it in.
And we get it. Boy, we're going to be fighting for airtime at that dinner table.
Spadoni and I were too busy eating. You guys can talk.
It brings me to another point.
The amount of people who are going to, how many times is Shaska at that dinner table going to say, dog, come up for air?
Well,
that's the rock.
There's something great about going to a dinner with a bunch of men that are like your friends. No one talks. We just eat. It's great. It's incredible.
No, everybody
there's nothing
talks.
Worse than me and my wife. We go out to eat, and then I scarf my food, and she's looking at me like I'm a Neanderthal, which I am, the entire time. And she's like, slow down. And then I sit there, and I watch her pick at her plate.
Oh, don't even get me started with that. I'm always crushing food.
Yeah.
But then you know what I
do.
And
she looks at me like I'm crazy.
And it's like, give me your phone. I'm like, no. She's like, I want to see your phone. I'm like, no, I'm watching the game. So you can go ahead and take your time. Fine, I'll just queue up YouTube TV.
Yeah, I'm not allowed to have the phone at the table.
Yeah.
It's a big no-no.
It's a good rule.
My job.
Well, see, this is our rule. I gotta see what's going on.
You sounded like a 13-year-old right there. That like I was talking with my mom or circa 2005.
You have to understand when you're having dinner, like especially when you're going out, you just put the phones in her purse and enjoy the time together. I know. I sound
that's radical.
That's your one thing.
That's
thank
your
you.
One thing. Yeah.
Enjoy time with the family.
No, if there's a good game going on and I'm like, put it up. We're still talking, but I'm glancing over at the play every now and then. No. You may get an important call for your mom or your dad or somebody may call you and need something. It's okay to keep your phone. Maybe Shasky just ignores everything.
I have very bad ADD and OCD, that's a new thing. That's why I have to get my phone up.
That is a new thing.
I have to get my phone up.
I'm glad you admitted here on these airwaves. Do. All right, Andrew at Berkeley. He wants to educate us on advanced stats. Oh, and we're going to get into some random stuff over the weekend, overreaction stuff, and 60 seconds of celebrity. But Andrew at Berkeley wants to defend CPOE. What's up, Andrew?
How's it going, fellas? I think you guys are sleeping on these statistics. And I want to make two arguments for why I think you ought to change your way of thinking about all of this. And I know this is a big issue for you guys, you know, like, you know, who's saying it, the personal credibility. So I just want to say, you know, I played sports. I played basketball through high school. I played baseball through college. But I also like math. I like numbers. I like thinking about this stuff. And, but, you know, there's two main reasons I want to say this. Number one, you use statistics. You just use bad ones. If you're going to pay attention to batting average and not take into account all the context around that, you're going to be abusing it just like, you know, some of these other people abuse statistics. I can make an argument to you that, like, baseball is about scoring runs, so the only thing that matters is runs. Give me a guy who scores runs. You know that's a bad argument, but because you know there's so many other details that you have to take into account. These statistics are a way to try to, you know, make an earnest attempt to take all that other stuff into account. And the second reason I think you guys ought to be less hard on these statistics is that they, you know, they're fun. They're a way to try to figure out what matters and what doesn't. And you know, all these statistics are flawed, but and people who pay most attention to that know that. But you have to, you know, sort of help, you know, try to help educate yourself about, like, why does this kind of player do better than that kind of player? What leads to winning? And I'm not denying that some of these front offices abuse these things, that many people will quote these things unknowingly. That's, you know, these are tools and they can be abused. But overall, like, you know, your eyes can deceive you, and it's important to be open to the arguments for why there's some context that aren't being captured by the bad statistics you might use otherwise.
Well, would you agree?
So that's my argument.
I think one of the points that you said, which is a good one, is that they're being abused. It's dictating almost every decision in sports. And the problem
is, I think if you're a front office who does that, if you're the kind of office who only cares about, you know, exit velo, you will lose and you will deserve to lose.
Exactly.
You need to have a well-rounded approach to this.
Exactly. But the problem is that when you're compensating individuals, when they hit arbitration based off, hey, this is my average exit velo, why would anyone want to hit a ground ball to second base to drive in a run? You know what I mean? Like when they are they're literally financially being rewarded for having a higher exit velo and spin rate or whatever it is. You know what I mean? The problem is that it's dictated everything in sports, and I feel like our eyeballs have become secondary. It should be a supplementary tool, and that's the number one problem that I have with it. And I think, to your point, you obviously have some good balance here, and you're bringing good points. Too many people out there, like Daryl Morey, we shoot threes and just take dunks. Yeah. There is no mid-range. It's like, well, is it a good three? Is it a good dunk? You know, does it come in transition? Does it come within the flow of the offense? Are other people touching the ball? Because there's human elements that need to be factored in as well.
Says Daryl Morey won.
He's won a lot of regular season games, which kind of actually drives me nuts.
No, my point is sports is about competition. People take different strategies, right, and the bad ones are going to lose and the good ones are going to rise. Teams compensated guys for RBIs like crazy for, you know, decades. And then eventually those teams started getting beat and they changed their ways. I think teams that are single-minded about certain statistics
that
are also going to get beat, and people will figure it out. It's a competition. That's the whole point. That's what makes it fun.
Andrew, my issue is not necessarily the advanced analytics. It's the way people use them to build their narrative. And they just feel like, oh boy, these advanced analytics support what I'm arguing about, so therefore I'm right about everything. It's like, no, sometimes stats lie. Watch the game. Every game flows differently than the other game. Possessions are different. Down the distances are different. So that's why I think the eyeball test is the greatest test when it comes to sports teams. Your eyeballs can tell you. Like right now, my eyeballs can tell me, the Boston Celtics are struggling. Why? because they're using that Daryl Morey philosophy where it's nothing but threes, free throws, and dunks, right? You look at the Cleveland Cavaliers, there's a lot more balance to their basketball game right now. Denver, when they won a championship, there's a lot more balance in their game. Oklahoma City, there's a lot more balance in their game. But the analytics will tell you, ignore the mid-range jumper. Well, the Warriors won a lot of championships. Did they totally ignore the mid-range jumper? No.
Harvey had a Hall of Fame career on
Klay Thompson, Steph Curry, mid-range jumpers. So I just think the advanced analytics gives people a false sense of bravado, and it makes it seem like they're right about everything. And they're just like, oh, you're simple. So we're the simple-minded ones. They have their place, the simple-minded ones when it comes to these numbers. Well, somebody will clap back at me and say, well, the DVOA, blah, 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 blah. By the way, some breaking news here. This is crazy. As Andrew was talking, this one popped up on my phone.
Call Andrew. Call again.
LiAngelo Ball, according to Sham Sarania, has signed a deal with Def Jam and Universal Music Group. A representative from his label, Born to Ball Music Group, says, sources said the deal is worth as much as $13 million with $8 million guaranteed. It gives Ball full ownership of music and his own record label.
I might swerve in that corner, whoa.
On one side.
Cause I'm tweaking the telling, go. And I heard that she wanna show, whoa. Me who she be, I'm kinda with it, show me some mo. Teddy, here's a token, give me a story, bro. You wanna tweak it up with me and I'ma show you how that go.
Hey, people have made whole careers off one song.
Can I be real? LeVar Ball, I always had, like, defended him. There's some things he did that I won't defend. But just in general, being in your kids' lives and being, you know, he did some things that were AAU dad things that you don't do. That's fine. But in terms of, like, everyone made him out to be the worst human being of all time. Not us.
No.
But a lot of people. And I'm like, you know what, man? This guy's winning at life. He's got two kids in the NBA. And his other son just signed a $13 million deal with Def Jam. Good for him.
Eight guaranteed. And have full control.
He's made more money.
Full control.
Pen to paper, he makes more money than Brock Purdy's made.
Right.
That's crazy.
That is crazy. And he's going to get to own his Masters. So LiAngelo Ball, NBA didn't call him. It didn't work out for him. But he's in that booth making hits. Can you give me that one song, that tweaking song? Boy, that thing is hitting.
I might serve in that corner, whoa.
Guarantees you hear this at the Bruce Mahoney tomorrow.
I like this.
The Bruce Mahoney will be slapping this at Jay Center.
I told you I like this song.
I can't believe it's such a hit.
It is a hit. But again, you got to have more than one.
You got to have more than one.
Dido had one hit, and then we never heard from her again.
Well, Hurricane Chris had the one, too.
You know?
Hey, baby.
Hey, man, she won't surrender.
What was that?
Hey, she was featured with Eminem, though.
That's
Stan.
The one I'm talking about.
No, but she had like an actual like solo career. That,
no
like,
one knows about that.
Yes, she does. I Will Go Down With This Ship. Classic.
She won't put her hands up and surrender, man. It's a great song. Shout out Dido.
A sleeper name in the special teams coordinator hub for the 49ers. Bones Fossil.
Bones Fossil.
With McCarthy being fired by Dallas and Fossil having an expiring contract, the Niners must pounce on it now, according to 49ers and NFL News 24/7. But you know what, Bones Fossil? Is it damn good special teams?
How do you get a nickname like Bones?
I don't know, man, but it's great. We had him on the air. That was Papa's boy, Bones Fossil. He does run some very creative fake punts, fake field goals.
A random coach Papa liked? No way.
Hey, I like random coaches.
He was defending Schneider like it was his own child. It was crazy.
Brian
like,
Schneider.
Dude, come on, man. The guys, the special teams was garbage. Yeah, come on.
It was garbage. They were the worst special teams in all of football. So, Bones Fossil would be a bad move. Turpin has some good punt returns as well. He's got good return game. But anybody could be better than Fossil, for crying out loud.
Is LiAngelo going to use some of that money to pay for some features and pay for some different production? I just wonder what he's going to do with all that money. God, what a big deal for him.
What he's going to do with all that money, he's going to spend some of that money and live
well,
the life.
Well, there's no doubt.
This is a great problem to have. What am I going to do with $8 million guaranteed?
If you got $8 million, who's the first person you would collaborate with in the music scene?
Oh, great question. Great question. Well, who's hot right now? Kendrick and SZA? Oh. You know, Big X the Plug had a concert in Oakland on a random Thursday night. Big Dog called me and goes, you know, Big X the Plug was just in town? He was on a random Wednesday.
Yeah.
I would have sacrificed staying up till 1 in the morning for that
Baby
concert.
Baby Chess, we're going to Big X the Plug.
We're going to Big X the Plug. Or Mexican OT. He's also, dude, he reminds me of Paul Wall.
Would you
Big
pay
boy.
For Jay-Z to be on the album?
Not right now.
Not right
you got to stay away from Jay-Z.
Beyonce?
I pay for Beyonce to lace me up with a hook.
Yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. But she probably charged me the whole $8 million.
Yeah, she would.
I'll say, is $8 million enough to collaborate with Beyonce?
No, son, it's not enough.
She's got options.
A big extra plug?
I would do the T-Sizzle collab. You guarantee you get the Swifties in.
Get your big ass to California, big extra plug. Let's go. Let's go, big extra plug. Get on this hook. He's got some pay, dude. I was looking at my iTunes, the music. Him, rest in peace, Nipsey. I would love Nipsey Hussle.
I think definitely you're going to get a LiAngelo, like, Drake song. You know it's coming.
I don't know. He's from Chino Hills, man. He's down on Drake.
I bet it's coming.
Who would you collab with?
Who would I collab with? Definitely Dr. Dre would do a beat.
He'd do a beat.
You know, you got to get him. I'd get Timbaland to do a beat. Like, I'd go with all the other... Call up Scott Storch, see what he's up to.
Scott
Storch. You know? Last time I seen him was in the Verses.
Yeah. Yeah, he was in the Verses battle with Manny Fresh.
He had hits, though. Manny Fresh, another guy I'd call up. I would have less features and more producers.
Okay.
That's the way I would put it out. Because your first album, you want to be more about you.
See, I do that, too. But you got to have the features. So I'd stay local with one of the features. I get Larry Jude on, who's hot in the city. You know what I'm saying? Either Larry Jude or P-Lo represent the Bay Area. So I have one of those two guys. Maybe I just do both on the song.
Must be all Bay Area.
No E-40?
Oh, 40's got to be on there. That's a good point.
Well, 40 would outshine you, though. That's the problem.
No, I got to get 40 water. Ooh, sprinkle me, man. Sprinkle me, Tay. That'd be sick. I definitely have 40 on there. You probably got to go to L.A. Kendrick may be too deep for a guy like me. I love Kendrick, but on my song, you know, gotta have some catchy lines. Like when 2 Chainz said, horsepower, horsepower. I'll just pull on, I got horsepower. Like, I need something like that. You know what I mean?
What's Lil Wayne up to these days?
Angry that he's not doing the Super Bowl show?
I would have loved to have Lil Wayne in New Orleans, by the way. That would have been sick.
Lil Wayne on the track would be sick.
Good for LiAngelo. What did Lil Wayne say? One hit and Def Jam signs him. That's crazy.
I'm on a boat, B. Getting seasick. Stop playing because I'm getting frustrated into the green stick. I can't even say it a lot.
Probably the thing to do, though, if we're being 100% candid, LiAngelo needs to get some country artist to be able to cross collab because that seems to be the thing
now.
You go straight from hip hop to country.
Yeah. Post Malone's easy. He does country.
Beyonce.
That is true. Who's my brother who's now doing country? He did...
Shaboozy?
Shaboozy, yeah. He was at Thanksgiving.
Sam couldn't wait to get in there.
Yeah. Stole Jaquan's song.
He did.
Oh, yeah. He did steal that song. Maybe would you want Killer Cam on the track?
I mean, Cam would destroy you, too, on the track. That's why, you know, I'm telling you, you got to be careful. It's your first album. You don't want to, like, be the weakest one on all the good songs.
Like Future?
He definitely has a ghostwriter, though, right? We're all in on that.
Yeah, no doubt. I would have a ghostwriter. I would hire a ghostwriter. Yo, I need you to write. Come on, man. I'd have somebody go.
It's like John Lynch when it comes to picking. But he's got a ghost GM somewhere. He's got a
ghost drafter.
There's no way he's pouring over film in the fifth, sixth, seventh, and eighth, seventh round.
This is the ghost of Trey Lance.
With this ghostwriter, I will tell him, don't make me too hood. Like, give me a little street presence, but don't make me too gangster because I'm not really about that life.
He did go to jail in China.
LiAngelo stole some chains.
Yeah.
That gives a street cred?
A little bit. I mean, a Chinese prison is probably pretty bad.
How do UCLA and LeVar Ball get LiAngelo Ball out of prison in China? That is pretty remarkable.
I've got five overreactions.
Give me some overreactions, man. We got to get back on track.
I know,
here.
We do. All right, ready? Give me some NFL music. All right. I'm repackaging this because I like it a lot. Overreaction. The Lions' banged up defense is in huge trouble next week against Jaden Daniels. Jaden Daniels is winning that game. Overreaction?
Overreaction. Lions' offense will have their way against that Commanders defense. They'll be able to run the ball. Bucky Irvin was a hell of a player. Jahmyr Gibbs may be on another level, though. And you think about Amara St. Brown and Jamison Williams, are going to be able to stress that defense deep. I like the Lions big over the Commanders. I think there'll be some hairy moments early, but I think they will get in that dome, Ford Field. They're going to be rocking and rolling, divisional round playoff game in a 3-1-3. I like the Lions in this one.
8.5-point favorites, the Lions, right now.
I can see them winning like 38-27, 38-24. They're going to put up some points on the Commanders.
Real quick on that, because I know you have more, Joe.
Lions, 8.5-point favorites, according to DraftKings right here. Chiefs, 7.5-point home favorites against the Texans. Of those two, which of those teams is more likely to cover
Chiefs
the point spread?
Chiefs just played the Texans, what, a month ago?
Yeah.
I feel like Andy Reid's going to be pretty, like, on it when it comes to scouting that team. And then you give Andy Reid an extra week off, and that team's gotten healthy. I like the Chiefs.
Yeah, I could see the Commanders backdooring the spread. Late touchdown with Jaden Daniels because they won't lay down. They're going to play hard for their city. I can see them covering the spread late. I like Kansas City at home at Arrowhead Stadium against that banged-up offensive line of the Houston Texans.
All right, next one. Next overreaction. Baker Mayfield and the Tampa Bay Bucks lost a heartbreaker. They didn't get the ball back in the final 5 minutes. Mm. Todd Bowles should be on the hot seat. Is that an overreaction?
I think so. I think it is. They had a lot of injuries at Tampa Bay. Remember Chris Godwin went down. Mike Evans got down. He went down for a few weeks, maybe a month with the hamstring injury. Some could call it Todd Bowles' fault that Chris Godwin got hurt. But you know what? He was able to stabilize that team. He got the most out of that team. I like Todd Bowles and what he did with Tampa Bay this year. I think it's an overreaction. He deserves another shot.
All right. All
what
right.
about you?
I think Todd Bowles is not the reason that they lost last night. They were just a couple plays short. That happens in playoff games. And you turn the ball over, that's what happens. So we'll go to the next one.
I do feel like, real quick, though, he does a lot of the little stuff wrong during games. Like
Todd Bowles.
Yeah, during like a given game, whether it's clock management, whether it's timeouts, whether it's challenges, like, he's been at this a while, and he has not gotten better. At least he has to get, like, a coordinator to come help him out with that.
Here's the way I view Todd Bowles, and I think a lot of coaches in the middle to back end kind of fit this description. God, I love him as my defensive coordinator. Yeah. I think he's a serviceable coach. I don't think he's one of the good ones. I think he's
good enough to get you in a wild card game, but he's not good enough to get you over the top.
I don't want to make it like I'm crushing him. I like him.
I like him too, but I love him as a DC. Yeah. No doubt. No doubt.
All right. The Green Bay Packers lost yesterday, and to me, this is the big overreaction. Jordan Love had a horrific sophomore season for him, and they're already fielding calls on their postgame show asking, is he their franchise quarterback? I think they need to draft another guy.
Yeah, it's not an overreaction. Jordan Love, just straight drop back passing, was not very good this season. He's in the mid-20s. That's not good enough if you're getting paid $200 million. I don't want it. And people, when you get paid that money, quarterbacks get paid that money, you lose the excuse of not having receivers in the lineup every single week, which was the case in Green Bay. They had a lot of injuries at the wide receiver position, which hurt Jordan Love. But he also got hurt in week one against the Philadelphia Eagles on the last play of the game, and he missed a couple weeks, and he just didn't seem right this season. I would draft a quarterback because not only do I worry about, you know, some of the receivers or whatnot, but also he's got injury history. He had an elbow injury in the last week of the season. He gets nicked up. I would draft a quarterback if I'm Green Bay in the middle rounds as well. You got to protect yourself. Malik, and then Malik Willis, too, as a backup. What are they going
to
do with it?
That's a great question. I don't know the answer to it. I really don't. All right. Jalen Hurts. I think he's the worst quarterback left. Of all the quarterbacks left, think about it. Texans, Chiefs, so you got Stroud, Mahomes. Commanders, Jaden Daniels. Lions, Jared Goff. Ravens, Bills. Josh Allen, Lamar. And then you've got Stafford and Darnold. I think if I was going to rank all these quarterbacks, he's the one I least trust, and I think he's the lowest rank as a quarterback that I would want left in these playoffs. And that, I can't believe I'm saying that with Sam Darnold.
I hear what you're saying. I'm taking Jalen Hurts over Sam Darnold and CJ Stroud right
now. Okay.
Even with the struggles yesterday, I'm still taking Jalen Hurts because of the way he can navigate with his legs and make plays with his legs. When a broken play and a play it becomes chaotic, he can make something happen. So I'm taking Hurts over Darnold and CJ Stroud right now. No matter what Darnold does today, I'm still leading. Now, the great thing is if Sam Darnold does win today, we get to see those two go at it next Sunday in Philadelphia. Darnold and Jalen Hurts. I do like
it's an
that.
Overreaction, so that's why I'm just throwing things out
there. I'm just playing it out.
Give it to me.
I do think we sleep on, like, I get it. His fumble basically cost him the game of the Super Bowl. I still look at that performance as, like, one of the greatest performances Jalen Hurts has ever had. And it was against a, I know it wasn't the best Kansas City defense, but Steve Spagnuolo was the DC there. And they shredded them that day. And I've never looked, I've seen Jalen as good as that since, to your point. But I do think at their highest points, like, we got to give Jalen some love. Like, what he's been able to do in the playoffs in his career is still pretty good.
So, let me ask you this one.
He's been in the playoffs every year,
right? Yeah, he's had a pretty good career.
Yeah, Jalen Hurts. Yeah.
He had a really good. But I'm saying, of the guy, like, look who's left. It's a lot of really good quarterbacks.
But also, he's coming off that concussion. That's true. He struggled yesterday, so I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. But the big game, are you really taking Darnold over Jalen Hurts? The game to win your life. Are you, honestly, right now? Forget the overreactions.
I don't like either.
But if you had to choose, I'm making you
choose. I would lean Jalen Hurts.
All right.
I would.
I just had to make sure you didn't lose all your marbles.
Overreactions out there.
I just had to make sure you didn't lose all your marbles this weekend.
I said this to you this morning, and I'm going to float it to you again right now. If I was saying the 80s, Elway, Montana, Marino, I'll throw in Jim Kelly. Throw in Boomer Esiason. In the 90s, you had Favre, Aikman, Steve Young. You want to throw in Randall Cunningham? Great. That's awesome. Throw that guy in there. I would even throw John Elway because he played into the 90s. Mark Brunell. Then the 00s, you had Kurt Warner, Tom Brady, Peyton Manning. I think this generation of quarterbacks, we're going to look back, and this is the highest level of quarterback play I've ever seen in my life. And it's crazy overreaction. Josh Allen's 28. Lamar Jackson's 28. Patrick Mahomes is 29. Joe Burrow's 28. Jaden Daniels is 21 or 23 or whatever the heck it is. I mean, look at the quarterback play that you're watching right now. I think when it's all said and done, this might be the greatest era of quarterback play ever.
I'm going to say that's an overreaction right now. I mean, think about the days you just mentioned.
I know!
Montana Elway in the 80s alone, alongside Phil Simms, Boomer Esiason, Jim Kelly, late 80s. The 90s. Young, Aikman, Favre, Cunningham, for that matter. Cunningham was pretty good. Then on the other side, you had Marino still rolling. You had Mark Brunell, who was a sleeper down in Jacksonville.
Yes.
Air McNair came around.
Yeah, McNair was some great quarterback.
And then you get Manning and Brady and Breeze and Rivers and Roethlisberger. Favre was still ticking it out. Favre was still ticking during that era alongside Kurt Warner. So I do think, because you have the Golden Four.
Aaron Rodgers, we didn't even reference.
We didn't even reference Aaron Rodgers.
We didn't reference Aaron Rodgers.
Right now, you have the Golden Four, and now you're hoping that Jaden Daniels becomes one of those guys as well. So maybe you gotta find some here with Jaden Daniels. But right now, I say it's a little premature. It's an overreaction for sure.
One guy's got three Super Bowls.
One guy's got three. There's always in Montana during that era had three or four. You know, you have four. Let's see what Lamar does, but it is, I think, I can't wait for next Sunday at 3:30. It's a special era, no doubt about it. But is it the best era of quarterbacking? I'm a chill because I think everything around them, text lines coming in, Warren Moon. You even bring up Warren Moon.
Look, I just, I could have named 100 guys.
But we got to see with some of these guys because I think the rest of the quarter, as we noticed, you got to go to four. And then the rest is just, you never know what you're going to get on a Sunday.
Well, like Russell Wilson's a great example. I thought he was going straight to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
He played himself
out of the Hall of Fame.
I don't think he is a Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you.
I don't think he is. So I don't know. Like, I watched Josh Allen the other day, and I was just like, I've never seen anyone like him. And I know we watched Elway. Elway's on. He's doing things. And then Lamar did a spin out play and threw a bomb, and I said, that's like the 52nd best play of the year, and it might have been the best play I've ever seen. Like,
let me take a name, because we could say, oh, you put Marino on this era, and he's an all-time great.
Well, he did have unreal arm talent.
Yeah.
Unreal.
What about a guy like Donovan McNabb, who's not in the Hall of Fame? If McNabb played this era with all the RPO stuff and his own read stuff, Donovan McNabb, would he not be a top-five quarterback in today's game?
Probably. But I also think that like someone like Dante Culpepper would have been sicker in this era.
Oh, my gosh. We didn't even bring up Culpepper.
One of my favorite, like, woulda, coulda, shoulda.
Think about that. We didn't even bring him up.
I loved him.
And Culpepper, we'd compare him to Josh Allen right now.
He was so, when he used to do, get your roll on. Oh, my gosh. God,
sick.
He was sick.
By the way.
Here's what I'm saying. It's like, I watch these quarterbacks and I go, I'm clearly watching like the height of the way the position is being played.
By the way. Shannon Sharp had this quote about Zion, because Zion may be on the block, This is such a cold quote. It's so wrong. Shannon Sharp says, Zion has spent a lot of time on the court. It just happens to be in the mall. It's the food court. He needs a change of eatery. Stop going and eating everything you see, bro. That's embarrassing.
Well, when you said that, when he's on the block, I was like, was it the cheddar block of cheese in his fridge?
It's on that seafood diet.
See, that's not wrong. And that's not right. And if he gets straight ahead to the Golden State Warriors, even I bought tail. Well, you know what? Change the scenery, man. You could have probably, he was a number one overall pick.
SOTA.
I could introduce him to that.
Speaking of food, Fast Five time.
It's time for the Xfinity Fast Five. Your last chance to get in on the morning roast. Brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet. Only from Xfinity.
My final thought is this. Speaking of food, ordered some Mexican food yesterday. I was starving. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to go to Underdogs. And I, look, I'm an Excelsior Mission Street guy. All right. I'm partial to those kind of burritos. I had one of the most fire carne asada quesadillas of all time from Underdogs yesterday. Underdogs, criminally underrated here in the city. Support them. They're awesome.
I had some. You know, I had the, some tacos from the farmer's market in West Oakland yesterday. I went with my mother and Chesna. They were fire. What do they call them? The quesabrios? Where you dip them into the sauce?
Quesabiria?
Quesabiria,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, no, those are hella good. Those are,
I got three, and I was like, man, shout out to that taqueria that was in West Oakland Farmer's Market yesterday on Campbell Street. It was pretty good. Oh, my gosh. So I have some Mexican food as well. My final thought is, you get Warriors or Raptors, but you also get Darnold and Stafford in Glendale, Arizona. We need another good playoff game because, let's be real, Tampa Bay, Washington saved the weekend. Most of the games were duds. Now, you had great individual performances, but the games themselves, they were underwhelming. Like, Ohio State, Texas was the best football game of the weekend.
I thought last night was pretty fun.
It was fun.
Tampa versus Washington, where I had nothing in the, involved emotionally. I really enjoyed that.
But Texas, Ohio State?
Oh, it's going to be
Friday night?
First off, Notre Dame, Ohio State's going to be amazing.
Is it going to be a close game?
What? It's the Catholics versus the conferences.
Is it going to be close? Is it going to be Notre Dame going to show up?
I think we're going to win.
Ooh!
Ooh! Ooh! Keep doubting Ooh! Riley Leonard.
Ooh!
Duke Education.
Duke Education.
My final thought was...
Daniel Jones on line one.
Gonna be interrupted.
Sorry.
My final thought is Sharks, man. That's tough. Three losses in a row now. They are 2-10-1 in their last 13. That amazing November feels so long ago. Macklin Celebrini, though, on Saturday got his first point in a week on Saturday. Helping out William Eklund. Here's how it sounded.
Eklund with some speed to the middle on the wing. He's got Celebrini.
Randy Hahn on the call there. Six shots on goal for Celebrini on Saturday after he had two all of last week.
Well, how's your vacation, Lubbin?
It was really nice. I slept a lot, got some stuff done, and just, you know, relaxed.
Where'd you go?
I went to sleep.
How's Allie?
She's doing good, yeah.
What?
We went on a hike on Saturday, took the dog. It was a good time.
She had fun at the Doobies?
Oh, yeah, she loved the Doobies.
You did an excellent job, bro.
Yeah.
I don't know if I told you that before. Maybe I told you 5 times. You did an excellent
job. I appreciate that. Yeah, well, yeah. Do it all for the show, man.
All right. There's a lot going on this weekend in regards to the Raiders coach search. Like Tom Brady's going to be calling the game, and Ben Johnson's going to be on the sideline, and Tom Brady is like trying to hire this guy for the team that he owns. It's very odd. I don't think the Raiders are going to get Ben Johnson. I think the guy that you got to circle right now, and he has an interview scheduled, former Seattle Seahawks head coach, former USC head coach,
Jim Zorn.
Pete Carroll.
Would that underwhelm Raider fans? Would that be underwhelming? Pete
was
right.
I was actually hard-pressed to find another guy that they had hired since young John Gruden that would have been a better fit than Pete Carroll.
Right.
Like, Jack Del Rio is not better than Pete Carroll as a hire. John Gruden wasn't.
I like Pete.
Black Jack Del Rio. What about Ron Rivera? I heard he's interviewed for jobs.
Oh, do not go Riverboat Ron.
The Bears just interviewed Riverboat Ron.
I'd rather have 75-year-old Pete.
You don't want Riverboat Ron?
I'm with you.
Riverboat Ron, Shasky's favorite head coach out there.
Think of that. Not to cut you off, Bonte. Think of that coaching division. Pete Carroll,
Harbaugh.
Sean Payton, Harbaugh, Andy Reid.
Are we sure Pete's not long in the tooth?
Oh, he is, but he's youth.
But that's why he chooses gum.
Yeah.
All right. That's why he chooses gum, to stay young at heart. That was Fast Five, brought to you by Xfinity at Home. We're on the go. You get the fastest internet to all of your devices. Evan Giddings, the Daryl the Guru Johnson, next, right here on 95.7 The Game.